I've met your mom before and I thought she was really lovely. But to me, you are the spitting image of your mother, I know, like literally.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
I need to know what happened for Valentine's Day. Did you get your flowers?
Yes. So I did get flowers and I got a card from Garrett, which was very sweet. And he made me supper, which he usually does. And then he made creme brulee.
Oh, fancy.
I think he just really wanted to use the torch because he's just like, look at this. So I was like, oh my God, that flame is huge. And then, of course, we both fell asleep on the couch by 8:30. So, I mean,
look at that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That sounds like a perfect day for you. Did he end up getting flowers from the florist? Because a quick recap, Victoria didn't know what he was going to be doing for Valentine's Day because she reminded Garrett, her husband, if he bought the flowers from the shop and he said no. So where did he get them from?
I don't know how he did it, but he like sneaked his way in there like a little slithery snake and he found those flowers.
I knew that there was like some form of a side hustle there. Like he had a plan the whole time. The card that you got, though, was it one that you gave him or did he get his own card for you this
year? No, he got his own card and he signed it from Claire and Cole, which is cute.
And did he ask you to be his Valentine as well?
Yes, he did. After I was like, am I your Valentine? He's like, oh my God.
After our last conversation, I did ask a couple friends of mine if they expect their partner and husband sometimes to ask them to be their Valentine. And they're like, yeah, of course. They were all women, by the way. Maybe it's just a female thing where you still ask your partner or husband, make sure that they ask you to be your Valentine. I still think it's a little bit weird.
No, I think it's so sweet. Even when Garrett and I are married 50 years, I still want him to be like, will you be my Valentine? And we're like 80. Yes.
I get it. I do think it's cute. I just think like at this point, I'd probably prefer the cat to be my Valentine anyway. So.
Oh, poor Kyle. Stop.
I said what I said. Oh, boy. But I'm glad you had a good Valentine and a lovely rest by 8:30. So that sounds like a good time for you.
You know what? I love falling asleep on the couch. There's something about a good couch nap. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
When you fall asleep on the couch, do you go to the bed eventually or do you stay on the couch?
No, I go to the bed eventually.
Because Kyle does that. He falls asleep on the couch like literally every single night. And so I've gotten so used to just being in the bed by myself because at a certain point I'm like, well, don't come to the bed and disrupt my slumber then. If you're going to fall asleep on the couch, you just stay on the couch.
No, I have to go. Well, usually it's Garrett waking me up. He's like, hey, like, let's go to bed. And I'm like, I'm all grumpy. I'm like, don't. But then I do it. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, thank you for waking me up.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. I'm getting used to being in the king size bed by myself where I sprawl out and I just starfish everywhere. And I'm like, levels of comfort that I'm just not used to. So it feels pretty good.
Could you ever go back to a queen size bed?
Never. Oh,
that's so funny. I feel like everyone who I've talked to who has upgraded from a queen to a king says they don't know how they lived in a queen size bed before.
Yeah. When I go to visit my family or I go get a hotel room, if they don't have a king size bed, I feel like I'm sleeping on a twin. It's way too small for me.
That's so funny because in our guest rooms, they're all like doubles. They're not even queens.
Oh my gosh. No. Like once you get to that certain level, it's kind of like once you get a car with like heated steering wheel and like heated seats, you can't downgrade after that. You got to go up from there. You can't go back.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree with you.
I was going to say like getting also like a first class ticket, but we ain't got money for that all the time that we go on plane. So that's not going to happen.
Jamie, and you know what's so funny is Garrett was like, listen, we would fly first class and then you would expect that every single time. I'm like, oh yeah, like the VIP lounge. Like I'd be up there like the Air Canada lounge would be like,
It's so true. So yeah, that's one thing that I'm like, until we're millionaires with your $60 million, like we will do economy or they call it basic now, which sounds so worse because I'm like, wow, damn, like we're just flying basic, like bare bones. We can't pay for anything.
You know what, though? I'm fine flying like with no other expenses. Like I don't need a drink. I don't need the chips. I don't need the peanuts. Like just get me on the plane. Get me from A to B. Let's go.
Yeah. No, I get that. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago about how Zellers was going to unveil the new items on their food truck when the stores come out.
Yes.
And people were voting for weeks and weeks. And then we finally have the big winners of what's going to be on the Zellers menu. Can you take a guess as a couple of things that are on there?
Well, I mean, there's got to be a burger. Burger and fries. Like, are onion rings on the list?
They didn't make the list, no.
Okay, so burger and fries. What else? Yeah.
The Big Z burger, the hot chicken sandwich, grilled cheese sandwich, chicken fingers, and fries and gravy.
I feel like they did grilled cheese for the kids.
Of course, and chicken fingers for the kids and the adults with bad taste. Yeah.
You don't like a grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, I do that I'm making at my house because it takes me 30 seconds. It doesn't cost me $10.
But you wouldn't go out of your way to get one.
If it was like a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich, it had like provolone and prosciutto and all these other things on there. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's going to be a basic grilled cheese with American grilled cheese in there. You know, like it's going to be Kraft single slices on white bread.
Yes, exactly.
I can't do that. Also, I was shopping at the store the other day and I was blown away by the cost of deodorant. I go to Walmart. They were charging $8 for a stick of deodorant. I was shooketh.
You know what? I've kind of, especially living in a small town, I've kind of gotten to the point where I don't even look at price tags anymore. And I know that sounds like a terrible idea, but I live, you know, 4 hours from Edmonton. Like if I need to buy it, I have to buy it, right? Yeah. Like I can't go, you know, a day without deodorant. But yeah, no, everything is so expensive. Garrett was in town the other day and he was getting a toothbrush and toothpaste for Cole and it came to $13.
No, stop.
Isn't that crazy? $13 for like a kid's, like a toddler's toothbrush and like a little tiny like toddler toothpaste to go with it. Like not even the big one.
Yeah. I can't even believe that because when I saw this $8 deodorant, Victoria, I literally said in the store out loud, I would rather stink for the rest of my life than spend $8 on this deodorant. I'm not doing it.
I know. Well, I saw this guy on TikTok and he lives in Ontario and he was at Walmart and he was looking at the cheese and he's like, can you believe this? This brick of cheese is $9.99 and this bag of shredded Crackle Barrel cheese is $7.79 or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, isn't this crazy? And I'm like, in town, a brick of cheese is $17.99.
Yeah, like you would kill for those prices.
I know, like, wow, that is a good deal on cheese. $9.99. Wow.
So for my this or that questions for you this week, it's going to be a little bit of a twist. You got to guess if it's going to be the name of a steakhouse or the name of a gay bar.
Okay. Okay.
Have you played this game before?
No.
Good luck. The Pink Pony, steakhouse or gay bar?
Oh, gay bar.
It's a steakhouse.
What?
Tally Ho Tavern.
Gay bar.
That's a gay bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Truck.
Steakhouse.
That's a gay bar.
Okay, now I'm not even going to go with my first opinion. I'm going with, okay.
The opposite?
I think I know how to, yes.
Okay. Cash in country.
A steakhouse.
That's a gay bar.
I'm so bad at this game.
The Magic Castle.
Okay, gay bar.
The steakhouse.
What?
The Oak Room.
Okay, I want to say steakhouse, but this is probably a gay bar.
It's a steakhouse.
Okay, Jesus.
Okay, this one, you're going to get this one. Rawhide.
Okay, gay bar. Okay, good. Jeez.
That one really could go either way, but Fire and Spice. Funny. Steakhouse or gay bar?
Fire and Spice? That's a steakhouse.
Yes, that one is a steakhouse. Knock.
Gay bar.
That's a gay bar, yes. Centerfield, steakhouse or gay bar?
Steakhouse.
That's a gay bar. And the last one here, Normandy Room, steakhouse or gay bar?
Steakhouse.
That's a gay bar.
That's a good one.
I don't know if people who own steakhouses and gay bars decided to purposely come up with these names that could really be so versatile, because there's literally hundreds upon hundreds of these.
Okay, so I've been watching Real Housewives of Potomac, and they went to a strip club, and she's like, don't worry, like, this strip club is high-end. They serve lobster and steak, so it kind of reminds me of that, how it's like, maybe this gay bar is a steakhouse where they serve lobster and steak, too, like a high-end.
I promise you none of these gay bars are serving anything like that. I promise you. Maybe Rawhide. Maybe Rawhide, actually.
Oh, gosh.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Jamie, what are your thoughts of couples going to Disney without kids? Couples in their 20s and 30s and 40s just being like, yeah, let's go to Disney.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I do. Yeah. Because I went to Disneyland and Disney World when I was in my 20s with a friend of mine. And we had an amazing time. Honestly, I think we appreciated it more as adults. You got to do literally whatever you wanted. You can get a fast pass. You can go eat whatever you want. You can go drink whatever you want. It was an amazing time. I feel bad for parents who take their kids to Disneyland and whatnot, because the kids will have a great time, but you're going to have a miserable time there.
It's so hot. The lines are so long. Mm-hmm. You have meltdowns. Yeah.
And you're going to spend so much money. Have you gone to Disneyland before?
Yes. Yeah. As with my parents.
Okay. Would you take Cole to Disneyland, or would you want to wait till he's a little older?
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to wait till he's a little older. Yes.
Makes sense. My question for you this week is, what is your go-to items that you put on a hot dog?
So are we talking like I made this hot dog myself, or like I'm going to a hot dog stand?
You're going to a hot dog stand and you have all the options and you can put whatever you want on it.
I've always been a fan of street meat. I have like in Toronto and stuff like that. I had major food poisoning eating a hot dog from a hot dog stand, and I can't look at relish the same. If I'm at my house, I'll eat relish and put it on there, but I put so much relish on that hot dog, and the doctor at the hospital was like, did you put relish on your hot dog? I'm like, yes. He's like, that is a huge culprit of why right now.
Why you got food poisoning.
Yes, but usually I am ketchup, mustard, and relish, like the three.
The trifecta.
Three OGs.
So weird. Relish is literally just crushed up pickles, right?
It's so good.
There's something, I don't know. I just look at relish and like, I can't fathom putting it on anything. Literally.
What?
Never.
Really?
Never. Mustard is like a maybe on a hot dog and maybe a tiny bit on a burger, but it's ketchup. Don't look at me like I'm
crazy. What are you putting on your hot dogs? You're just eating a dry hot dog?
I put ketchup.
That's it.
Maybe like a little dash of mustard. Maybe if I'm feeling a little crazy, I'll put on like some sauteed onions or something. Mm-hmm. But no, it's mostly just my ketchup and a dab of mustard. I'm not eating hot dogs on a regular basis. Yeah. I'm an adult in my 30s. It's not often that I'm having a hot dog.
Okay, but isn't it like sometimes when you like have people over and you have a campfire and you're roasting hot dogs, sometimes a hot dog just hits right. Like you're just like, you know what? I could go for a hot dog.
Yeah, or a smoky or something. Totally. But when we had our housewarming party, we had a whole bunch of food and everything. And I bought a big pack of like a 30 pack of hot dogs. One person had a hot dog. And they boiled it. They boiled their hot dog. No. I'm never buying hot dogs again. It's ruined for me now.
People also put them in the microwave. I'm like, no.
Oh, who does that?
No. I know. It's weird. And also, I can never eat them raw. Like, I just can't. Like, it's got to be over a barbecue or a fire. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. No, I'm not a monster. I've never eaten a raw hot dog. I could be broke and poor, and I still would find a way to cook my hot dog. A new study found that about 80% of adults end up turning into their parents in terms of their habits or philosophies or traditions. What would you say is the moment that you realize that you are becoming your parents?
You know what? I didn't realize that I was becoming my mom in particular until later on in life. But my cousins would tell me that I am mini Carol since like the day that they, I don't know, since like high school. They're like, mini Carol, like, oh, mini Carol.
What did you do that made them think that you were your mother?
Don't know. Probably so. My mom's very energetic and just very like not in your face. That doesn't sound good, but just has lots of energy and just sassy. And yeah,
I've met your mom before and I thought she was really lovely. But to me, you are the spitting image of your mother. I know, like literally.
Yeah. And I can tell as soon as my mom's going to explode. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I can tell like if the house is looking a certain way and it's a little messy and people are just sitting around, I know that she's going to freak out. So I usually tell her, I'm like, hey, mom, like, I know you're going to freak out soon. So like, I'm going to like start cleaning up. And she's like, how did you know I was going to freak out? I'm like, because we're the same person. I know these things.
You just know. Yeah. Yes. I didn't think that I was turning into my mother at all until I got a house Because my mom, I told you before, was always about being anal, about cleaning and everything and things being a very specific way. And I was like, why do you care? And now I get it because I am nagging Kyle 24/7 to do things the way that I need them to be done. And I'm like, it's not my fault. This is how my mother told me how to do things. And I'm like, it's just the way that it's going to be.
But I also feel like your mom had to run a tight ship because she had so many kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't let anyone fall out of line. Like, you got to keep everyone in line, you know?
I agree. And that's why sometimes I try to tell myself that I should like cool it down a little bit and not be super anal about specific things. Like, for example, our walk-in pantry in the kitchen was a disaster, like so unorganized and so terrible. And I kept letting it slide for about a year. And then I finally went in last week and I took me a couple hours and I reorganized it and I threw out a bunch of stuff. We had stuff in there that was expired from like before we even moved in together, like 2019 or 2017. And I'm like, why are we holding on to this? Kyle had cardboard cutouts from a box of cereal that he had like in last year. I'm like, why is this here? Looking at it now, it looks beautiful and amazing. And I was so proud of it. I sent photos of it to my friends and I'm like, I am my mother. I totally care.
Would Kyle ever think about organizing the cupboard or the pantry?
No. When I told him that I was going to do that, he's like, it looks fine to me. And I'm like, I know. That's the problem. I'm going to
scare it to a T. I sometimes will organize things and then he'll just shove it in there. And I'm like, why do I even bother organizing? Yeah. My biggest thing is my Tupperware drawer is very organized. And I know when things are out of place because he'll just shove it in there. And I'm like, it literally grinds my gears. Yes.
Yeah.
Grinds my gears. Yeah. Were you a Barney kid? Did you watch a lot of Barney on TV?
I did. That dinosaur really just irked me so much as a kid. I really didn't like him.
Really?
Oh, I love you and you love me. I don't love you. I don't know who you think you are. I did not enjoy him as a kid whatsoever.
You know, okay, so I obviously haven't watched Barney in years and years and years. And then I recently watched an episode with Cole and I'm like, this is kind of weird. Like, these dinosaurs are a little strange.
It's odd, right?
It is so odd. It's definitely very 90s, you know?
Yeah. I think Barney went into like the early 2000s. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, probably. Probably a really long time. Yeah, because Selena Gomez was on an episode and stuff. Yeah. And she probably wasn't born until the 2000s.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Barney is making a comeback, though. They're rebooting the big purple dinosaur with a brand new look for TV, film, and YouTube. And people are not loving this look at all. Saying things like, thanks for giving me nightmares, or why did the dinosaur need a nose job? It premieres next week. Have you seen it, though? Like, have you seen Barney? It looks like he's had surgery. Like, you know how before he had, like, a big chin?
Yeah.
Like, now it's like he has a jawline. Like, it's very shaped.
It's very chiseled, yeah.
Yes.
I saw it. He definitely got a lot of plastic surgery.
Yes.
I guess it's the trend for the year or something like that. But the old puppet was super 90s, so I get why they rebooted it a little bit, but I get why people are like creeped out by it. It's also like a cartoon, so I don't care that much, but it's a big difference.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Are you going to watch the show when it comes out?
Yeah, I'll probably watch it with Cole when he gets a little older and can kind of understand what's going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a TV show that you would like to be rebooted now?
Oh, I feel like they've rebooted so many good TV shows right now. But you know what? I don't like the reboots. Like, I don't like 3D animation, especially for Cole. I would much rather him just watch Little Bear or like something that's more slow and not so stimulating and it's in 2D. Like, there's something like Cocomelon is just like, they've proven that Cocomelon is just too overstimulating.
Yeah.
Because the characters shift every 3 seconds. They're doing something new on the TV screen and it's just too much for their little brains to process. So I'm more for just laid back kind of TV. And also, I just don't really like giving Cole TV. He doesn't need TV.
Right.
He doesn't need it. He needs to play and he needs to go outside and he needs to like learn from his environment. He doesn't need to be stimulated all the time.
Right. I did mean a TV show that you would watch, not for Cole.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about Barney. No, I actually don't like reboots. Like, I really, because I find that when they reboot something, like, it just, it's never as good as the original. Saved by the Bell, they rebooted that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I watched one episode. And I'm like, no, like, you can't do this.
I didn't even watch it. I don't even know, but it still airs or whatever. But there's just certain reboots, like, you don't need to make a reboot of everything because sometimes the show ended and it should be left alone.
Yeah.
I think there's some reboots that are well done. And for some reason, when I was asking you this question, I was thinking that you were going to say The OC because I feel like you really like that show.
No, I never watched The OC.
Really?
The OC was on Thursday nights and I always had ring at practice. So I never watched The OC.
I'm like, that's a show that I feel like would be completely up your alley, at least when it aired back then. Did you ever hear the cartoon King of the Hill?
Yes.
They are rebooting that show and I am super obsessed with it. I'm so excited for that to come back.
Garrett will probably watch that one too.
You know what? That is a total Garrett show, actually.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You got to figure it out. And once again, we have the Florida edition. Are you ready?
Yes.
Florida man wearing, no, seriously, I have drugs t-shirt is arrested for possession of drugs. Florida man gets tired of waiting at the hospital, so he steals an ambulance and drives home. Florida man wakes up and discovers a burglar sucking his toes.
You know what? These could all be true headlines because they all start with Florida man. But I'm going to go with the one that's a lie. Is Florida man wakes up and discovers a burglar sucking his toe. Like, I really hope that's a lie.
Okay, you're right. That is the fake news. You got it right. But damn, when I was looking at these articles, I'm like, you're right. These all could be real. And I feel like this has probably happened before. It just hasn't been reported because you know someone in Florida is waking up to their toes being sucked. You know it's happening.
God, yeah.
Oh my gosh, no way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
If you have a ticket you're fighting, this could help you out. A TikToker went viral recently for revealing how he got out of paying for his ticket. After the guy got pulled over, he got the cop's name from the ticket and used it to find his Facebook, then his wife's Facebook. She was pregnant, and then he found her due date and rescheduled his court date for the birth of the cop's first unborn child. That's actually work smarter, not harder.
That's pretty smart. Sneaky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I feel like you can't, I mean, I don't know how it works everywhere, but I don't think you get to pick when your court date is. Like, you can reschedule it, but they have it on certain days. But I love that. Remember a couple months I told you that I was in the wrong and I got a ticket for being on my phone while at a red light?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was supposed to go to court on the 20th. They postponed it to the 21st because the 20th was a holiday. And so then I called last week and said, oh, hey, I can't make it in. Could you switch the court date to a day that I work? So can I postpone it? And they're like, yeah, we're going to look into that and whatever. They're like, there's an issue with your ticket. So call us back on Friday. So I called them back on Friday and they're like, yeah, we just decided to dismiss the ticket. So as long as you don't do it again within the next year, we're just going to let it go. And I was like, thank the Lord. I did not just pay this ticket right away. It all worked out perfectly.
That's so nice.
Even though I was 100% in the wrong, if you just postpone the ticket and just keep postponing it and be like, yeah, it's okay, we'll push the court date back, eventually they're just going to be like, you know what? Whatever. We'll just let it slide. It's okay.
These are really good life lessons by Jamie Balogun.
You're welcome.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Every 2 weeks, another language or dialect goes extinct. There's a language in Nigeria that is currently only spoken by 4 living individuals. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Humans are the only animals on Earth with chins. And Barney, too. The scariest part is that no one knows why this is.
He's got a very chiseled chin and jaw. He looks great.
Got some work done.
Oh, gosh. Dogs have a dominant paw, like humans have a dominant left or right hand. Do you know what paw is Claire's dominant paw?
The left one.
How do you know that?
I know that because she's always pawing me with her left paw. And when I say high five, it's always the left one.
The left one? That's cute. Mm-hmm.
If you put grapes in the microwave, they will explode. There are also more than 8,000 different variants of grapes.
I didn't know that, but now I also know that either. Yeah, I want to put grapes in the microwave now just to see what's going to happen.
Please do.
And nutmeg can be hallucinogenic if consumed in large quantities. So you'd have to eat at least 2 teaspoons or more to feel any effects. I feel like we should not be talking about this fact because now people are going to just go get nutmeg from the store and just start tripping out on it.
I feel like that's not even a lot of nutmeg. Like 2 teaspoons isn't that much.
But how often are you ever going to be eating straight up 2 teaspoons of nutmeg?
I feel like that's a cinnamon challenge. Like, you know, when people took cinnamon, like a spoonful of cinnamon, that just was a disaster.
Yeah. That was killing people. Nutmeg apparently is a hallucinogenic, so there you go. Yeah.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
What is the most money that you would spend on a concert?
$200
That's going to get you nothing nowadays.
I know. Is that so sad? No, I can't. Like, I can't justify spending $1,000 to see someone in concert. It's just, to me, like, I'm not in that tax bracket.
And like, you're paying for the concert and you're paying for the driving and gas and parking and all that stuff. It becomes like a vacation to go see an artist.
Yeah, I just can't justify it. And I know that Beyonce tickets, they were going for like $7,000. Like, I just can't.
I know, but I love Beyonce, so I'm considering it.
Take out a second mortgage.
I might. So if we don't have a show for a while, it's because I sold my microphone to go see Beyonce.
I'd believe it too.
Also, I finally got the message on my Netflix, my friend's Netflix account, about picking the primary user. The 21st was the deadline, so I did not pick myself as the primary user. So I officially had to say goodbye to Netflix.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yep. It's sad, Victoria. It was like the end of an era. So I over the weekend, I purposely went and watched a bunch of shows on Netflix before it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, because actually we pay for our own Netflix. So we'll be cutting off a lot of people. Yeah, there's some people on our Netflix that I'm like, who is that? And Garrett's like, I went to university. I've never met him before. And he's on our Netflix. So I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Not no more. So they're going to have to shell it out for themselves. But I wonder how many people Netflix is going to lose over this. But it's all good. Maybe one day I'll surprise you and I'll say I got my own membership.
No, you won't.
I know, it's not going to happen. That's okay. I'll figure out a scam for next week and I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk to you later.
Let's see ya.